Bezer Shem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shav Us of the 17th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, the Laws of Sales, in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding that of Nekach Toys. In this Perek, we discuss regarding mistakes regarding the quality and the type, and also regarding wine that ferments. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this Halacha of mistakes in the quality and the type, Arba Midas B'Meichon, there's four characteristics regarding when it comes to selling. Meaning, if he's selling him high quality wheat, the nimtzarah is, turns out that it's actually inferior. So there the halach is, the buyer could back out, and not the seller. Meaning, and that's even if subsequently if the price goes up, and therefore the seller wants to back out, no. And that's in spite of the fact that when, if let's say the seller selling red wheat, and it turns out it's white, where each one of them, as we see in the next halacha, get back out, over here, by higher and lower quality, it's not such a change, it's a little change, and therefore, they gave the halacha that only the, like by halacha of Einoah, of Eshtus, that only the one who was frauded could back out, as Raman says in Perakid Beis. So therefore, same thing over here, only the consumer who got frauded could back out, not the seller. Case number two, Reis Menim to Yofis. Let's say he was selling under the presumption that it was inferior. Turns out it was actually high quality. So he was the one that was frauded. The seller could back out, not the buyer. Category number three, Reis Menim to Reis. Let's say he sells under the presumption that it's inferior, and it is inferior. Or Yofis Menim to Yofis, that it's good, and it turns out it's good. Now, however, Afbish in Yofis Shein Lamalman. It's not the best, that there's nothing better than that. But like Reis Shein Lamalman, there's nothing bad that's worse than that. And there is some type of a fraud up until a sixth. Neither one of them can back out. Elokana rather is acquired. And then he has to give back what in general is the halacha of where he got frauded. Halacha base. But if let's say someone sells red wheat from the word of chama, which the sun is what makes it red, but turns out he didn't sell red. It's a totally different type, which is a full-fledged mekach tois that was white wheat, or levana benimtzah shechamtis, or white, and turns out that it's red, or etzim shel zayis. He's selling him wood of olives branches. Benimtzah shel shikmor comes out that it's sycamore. It's a type of a wild fig tree, or shel shikmor benimtzah shel zayis, or sycamore. It turns out that it's from olives. Yain benimtzah chametz. He sells him wine. Turns out it's vinegar. Or chametz benimtzah yain. Or he sells him vinegar. Turns out it's wine. Kol echad mehem yachal achzav. In this case, every one of them could back out because that's a full-fledged mekach tois. She'in zahmin, shamashim kali. That's not the type that he says he's going to sell. Mechirin kriyitz was anything like that where gold and silver, silver and gold, and that's going to have the halacha where this is a mekach tois. It's not what he asked for, and therefore he could back out. Halacha gimel deram continues regarding what we're discussing regarding wine. So the responsibility someone has when he's selling wine. Hamoichi yayin lechaveir. If someone sells wine to his friend, when the son halakech bekankanov, and the buyer puts it into his jugs. So even vehechemetz miyad, even though it ferments right away, which would seem to indicate that it's a problem of the flaw of the wine that he bought, in the chaver chiyusay, no, the seller is not responsible for the insurance. And the afabishu amalei, and even the bigger chiddush is, even if the buyer had said to him, latav shalom nitzarchlei, I need the wine for cooking purposes, where you use a little bit of wine at a time, where it's normal to keep it for a long period of time. In spite of that, the seller is not going to be responsible because it was poured into the buyer's vessels, and that could have contributed to the spoiling. Now, v'myada she'ine machmetz, but if let's say they know that his wine returns, so then it's going to be a mistake in acquisition, where specifically if the buyer had prefaced that he's buying it for cooking, so then we know it should last a long time, and turns out it didn't, and we know that it's the seller who has that problem. Now, let's say mochel yain, let's say he sells the wine, but ebe kakadam shal moicher, and it was in the jugs, however, of the seller, the echmetz, and it sours. So im omalei, if he tells him, lemikba nitzarech, that he says, I need it for cooking, vechmetz, and it sours. So machzav omalei goes back, and he tells him, hadayencho bekankancho, here's your wine, here's your jugs, shanilik loinikinis lishtai, so I didn't buy it to drink it, and levashim admaat, I used it to cook a little bit at a time, it has to last for a long time. And you knew that, and here it is, it didn't last. But if he didn't tell him that it's for cooking purposes, the who ate niyachal lavs, he came back out. Shari omaloi, because the seller could tell him, lamalisha sisaisa. Yeah, it's spoiled in 2 days. But why didn't you drink it? Shouldn't have held on to it till it sours, till it turns. And therefore, then he wouldn't have to pay him. Halacha dalad. Hamaychal chavishal sheikhal lechaver. If someone sells a barrel of beer to his friend, and the barrel is owned by the seller, and now it's soured within the first 3 days, which that's a sign that it got ruined, it was already ruined before the selling. So it's considered and still in the possession of the seller. He has to give the money back to the buyer. But after 3 days, it's in the possession of the consumer and it's his loss. Halacha hey. Someone sells a barrel of wine to his friend, so that buyer, a middleman, can sell a little bit at a time. So it's in a way similar to what we said in Halacha Gimel of Lemikba, which is that the wine is going to be used a little bit at a time, and we're talking about where the wine is in the barrel of the seller. V'chmitza b'machtzisa. Now, so he's selling a little bit at a time, and now it's soured after some of the wine was used up until half the point, oy b'shlisha, or a third of it. Chazes l'maicher. So it's given back to the seller. He knew that, and therefore it's something, it was his responsibility. Now, the machine halakeach hanekev shalav, but if let's say the buyer, that middleman, went and changed the spigot, the hole which is to take out the wine, where then you could suspend and say that the reason why it got ruined because he did something to the barrel, let's say the market day had already reached, and he delayed, and he didn't sell. Here also, that dereliction of the buyer is what caused it to get ruined, and then harib shalav lakeach is considered in the possession of lakeach, and it's his loss. So too, just like when someone sells a barrel of wine to his friend to sell a little bit at a time, it's in the possession of the meicher that if it gets soured, so too, ha-mekabel chavashal yayin mechaber. Mekabel means to say somebody that does a business deal with someone else that they're going to split the profits and the losses, where the buyer is the one that's going to be selling a little bit at a time. He's not going to pay back to the seller, the wholesaler, only after he finishes selling his retail, then he's going to divide with the wholesaler 50-50. In that case, where if someone accepted the barrel of wine, where the wholesaler says, as long as you go and you take it to that place to sell it over there, now before he reaches his destination, the price of wine plummets, goes down, or it sours, because the barrel and the wine is his. So although generally a mekabel accepts half the responsibility too, but here, because since he wasn't able to sell until he got to that place, it's also similar to that idea where it's within the responsibility of the seller. And the chayin says anything similar like this will be the seller will have to reimburse him. Halacha vav. If someone says to his friend, I'm selling you spiced wine, has to be maintained up until Shavuos time, because even good and spiced wine will get ruined by that time. Now, Amalei, let's say he tells him, Yain Yashin, I'm selling you aged wine. Nice to Mishal Shana Shabra. He has to give him from the previous year. Miyushin, vintage, like really old wine, Mishal Shana has to be from 3 years old. Now, it has to be maintained that it won't sour up until Sukkos, which Sukkos is the time of the harvest, where that will then complete the 3 years. That has to make it, and because this is from the third year. Now, says the Rambam, whenever there is a well-known custom, everything will go according to whatever the custom is of that place. Halacha Zayin discusses regarding the percentages of what's getting ruined in the wine. So, if someone says to his friend as follows, Martiv ze shal yain ani moichlecha, specifically those words, this cell of wine, I'm selling you. Which, the terminology, this, excludes the claim of the buyer, because this sounds like as is, whether good or bad. Now, he also says, however, lemikba, that I'm selling you for cooking. Well, that obviously means you have to have somewhat good quality of wine so it can last, so it can be used over a long period of time. So this, in a way, upgrades the claim of the buyer that it should be good. So on some level, there's one thing that's going against him, which is the word zeh. And on the other hand, lemikba is going in his favor. So therefore, it's like somewhere in the middle. Let's say he sells him a cellar of wine unspecified. So you don't have a zeh, which is that's for the benefit of the lekeach, On the other hand, you're also missing the mikbah, which is not good for him, because that he didn't specify that it has to be something that lasts a long time. So it's also some in the middle. One yes, one not. So in these two cases, so the buyer is accepting upon himself that 10 out of every 100 barrels, that the wine's not going to be good, rather that it started changing already. More than a tenth, he didn't accept. Those that are more than that will not be something that he has to accept, but rather will have to be reimbursed. Regarding different interpretations regarding the sale. So Amaloi, let's say he said to him, Martav Shalyana ni Michael Khala Mikbah. So a seller, not this, a seller of wine, I'm gonna sell you for cooking purposes. So here actually has two benefits. He didn't say zeh, so it doesn't mean as is. And also he says Lamikbah, which has to last a long time. Oishamaloi, let's say he tells him Chava Shayana ni Moichalcha, a barrel of wine I'm selling to you. So even if he didn't say Lamikbah, since it's a barrel that's one vessel, so you don't differentiate and say that in one vessel you can have nine parts that have to be good and one part that's not good. So therefore, in these two cases, nicely yain shekuli yafa b'dor l'tafsha. He has to give wine that's totally good and fit for cooking. Now, amale, let's say he said to him, martiv zeh shel yain, this seller of wine, which here they're both are negative for the buyer, because he said zeh, which sounds like as is, and he didn't say l'mikba. Now, still, however, it's still better than the case that it's going to follow after this, because ultimately he did say Marta Zet Shal Yain instead of wine. So the halacha is nice Yain and Nimka Bechanos. He gives him wine that's sold in the store, which is lower quality, Shadehu Beinani, which is medium grade, Le Rabbi Le Yofa, not bad but not good. Now Amalei Marta Vizani Marchalalech. Let's say tells him this seller I'm going to sell you. But his Kiyain didn't even mention the word wine. Now Philip Kulachaim and Segi, and even if it's totally vinegar, it's something that's bought already. And it's already reached the buyer. Something like that, because again, the words are very important in what was actually being sold. Halacha tes, if someone says to his friend, I'm selling you a trough, which is some type of a bowl of wood, I'm selling you, or the beam that's used by the olive press, I'm selling you. So you can't give him a piece of wood that it fit to carve out and make a trough out of it, or beam that's fit to be called the to be utilized for the pressing of the olives. No, elareve b'tzurasa. He has to give him a trough in its form. Ikaris b'zavad b'tzurasa, or the beam of the olive press in its form. Shekala royem, because that whoever sees it will say, oh, zareve, that's a trough. Oizoy kardes b'zavad, this is the beam of the olive press. Ikaris b'zavad, like that, when you're selling something, again, the words are important. It has to be as it is, not something that he can go ahead and make out of it. It has to be that actual product.